Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So, I've recently purchased a virtual reality headset, and I've been very interested in the technology for a while now. I've kind of been monitoring it, but I haven't really experienced it up until today. And this is just really an episode where I'm going to just talk about my feelings on VR, and I'm going to give my reaction really to the experience of VR. So, firstly, in case you're listening to this and you don't know what VR is a technology that's kind of been around since really the 1990s, but back then it was very primitive and it wasn't really that capable, based really because of the tech at the time. You would get very kind of rudimentary VR that wasn't necessarily anything particularly fancy, but it was, you know, it was impressive, and at the time it was impressive, but it kind of was a fad and it died a death, and people kind of forgot about it. The world moved on, televisions became better quality and larger, and I think people kind of got more absorbed in screens as opposed to anything else, and the industry kind of focused on computers, and then we obviously had the mobile phone kind of revolution really all through the last decade. But VR was always on the back burner, and then there was that whole push for 3D televisions that never really took off, I think because 3D really is quite limiting and you have to wear the glasses and all that business. So the world was kind of waiting for the next standard, and we've had a few kind of false starts really over the years. So I don't know, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, probably around 2012, 2013, there was suddenly talk about virtual reality again, largely as a result of a company called Oculus, who were creating the Oculus Rift, which was a kind of Kickstarter project, crowdfunding. And the big news a couple of years ago was Facebook ended up buying Oculus for about $4 billion, if I remember correctly. It was in the billions. Huge sum. So that suddenly got everyone very interested about VR, because a company as big as Facebook was suddenly showing interest in the technology. So a couple of years went by, and apart from real aficionados of VR and early adopters and, you know, real enthusiasts, no one had really experienced it properly. And that was the case up until, I guess, around a year ago, probably around mid-2015, where Oculus Rift rolled out and became available as a sort of development kind of beta unit. And you needed a very powerful PC to run it. So that kind of closed the door to most people, really, because most people don't have powerful PCs. And even people who do have decent PCs, like high-spec gaming PCs, even they couldn't really run Oculus, because you needed blisteringly high-spec computers. So you're talking thousands of pounds worth of equipment, plus the headset, which was, I think, probably around £1,000 at the time, maybe a bit less than that. So VR was basically inaccessible to people. But I did read people's reactions to VR about a year ago, and it was pretty overwhelmingly positive. And people were kind of saying it was going to be the next big thing, and it was mind-blowing. But it was limited, and it was a very niche thing. So I was still not really aware of it enough to be able to make a judgment call about it. So anyway, a few months passed, and really this year, as far as I'm concerned, has been the big year for VR, 2016, because suddenly companies have started to release consumer level VR headsets, which you can buy without any real faffing around. These are VR headsets, very much like the Oculus, but easier to use, easier to set up, cheaper and more accessible. So instead of having a powerful PC with 10 different wires and limited to a chair, The Oculus is notorious for the amount of wires you need to plug into various ports on your computer. Suddenly, it's opened up a little bit now because you've got the PlayStation VR, which has just come out this month, which is meant to be very good, but that's really for gaming, and it requires wires and it needs to be plugged into a games console. But what's particularly interested me is the advent of what's known as mobile VR. So the two companies that have pioneered this really are Google and Samsung. So Google, for a number of years now actually, have been working on a project called Google Cardboard. And I didn't really know a great deal about this up until about a year ago. And this was Google's attempt at essentially creating a standard for using mobile phones to achieve VR with very, very cheap headset equipment. And it literally was cardboard. So you would spend about $15 to buy the Google Cardboard set up on Amazon. It would get posted to you. And you'd construct it. You'd basically get a flat pack set of cardboard layers and just have to follow the instructions. And you create a headset, very rudimentary style headset with some lenses. And you basically attach your phone to it. And the phone recognises that it's plugged into Google Cardboard because the software picks it up, Android. And then the lenses do their trick, the magic. And the phone basically becomes a VR-capable device in your Google Cardboard headset. I never tried it because basically I'd read that it was pretty basic, pretty primitive, and really just a proof of concept. And it was an interesting, fun project, really, that Google were kind of playing around with. But what really got me interested was when Samsung released a consumer-level, polished a VR headset called the Gear VR. So this came out November 2015, so just about a year ago now. So I was very interested, but I kind of held fire. And I'm glad I did, because in that year, the product itself has improved, because mobile phone technology has improved, and software, there's more and more software available, and it's been tinkered with. So the Gear VR headset is basically just a headset that you attach to your phone, and the phone has its own gyroscope and accelerometer and various sensors in it, so it becomes a completely VR capable setup, just like the Oculus or the HTC Vive, which is the other kind of high-end VR helmet where you'd need a PC to run it. So I gave this thing a go, plugged it into my phone, because I've got a Samsung phone I recently got, and I'm blown away. And it's opened my mind up to all sorts of possibilities with regards to the future and what VR might end up leading us towards, where it's going to take us as a society, what the ramifications are of this technology really on everything. Because I think this is going to be a paradigm-shifting technology akin to the internet and the sort of advent of smartphones around 2007 period. This is as big of that as that, if not bigger, really, as far as I'm concerned. Because, I mean, some people have been quite lukewarm, which I'm amazed by. I think it's almost like they've got no soul or something. But I've experienced it, and I've just been blown away. It's utterly absorbing and immersive. And it really just does things to your brain that you don't... I wasn't expecting... And I was kind of amazed that it happened. So, I mean, I'm going to give you a couple of examples in a second. But this headset, so you put it on, and this, I don't want this to be like a product review. I mean, all I'm going to say is it's a very well-designed, relatively cheap piece of equipment. But you need a high-end, powerful smartphone to run it, though. So you plug it in, and the software sort of updates and things, and all of a sudden you have access to this store, a storefront, and there are various things you can do. So you can look at videos that are actually recorded in 360, So that's a new fad now, where you get 360 cameras that are filming locations. So wearing the VR headset, you can actually look around in it and look at a 3D video, and it's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. But and the same goes with photographs. You can look at 3D photographs. But what has utterly, utterly absorbed me and blown me away is the 3D art. Because somehow with 3D art, it's almost as if it's designed for this virtual space. And it reminds me very much of what Terence McKenna once said in the 90s, the late sort of psychedelic pioneer. He was obsessed with the concept of VR and had experienced VR, but in that 1990s tech era. And he was sort of saying that this was basically the closest thing we had to a psychedelic experience without taking psychedelics. And I'm inclined to agree, because I mean, basically there were points where I felt like I was in another dimension, really. Some of the 3D art, so that this software that you get, the Oculus software, which Samsung has access to with this headset, it allows you to view a kind of gallery of profound 3D art renders, and it scrolls through them, and you can pause or you can carry on sort of going through scrolling. And each one was just utterly phenomenal and did things to my brain that I can't really recall ever really experiencing before. I mean, it was almost like I was on a psychedelic, really. And I had some kind of trippy music playing in the background as well, which really added to the immersion, almost to the point where I had to stop the music, actually. And I was just looking around, looking up, looking down, staring, just in awe at these vistas of just sort of other realms, fantastic artwork. I mean, the art alone is brilliant. I mean, the people that have done this are just great, great artists. But this is designed with virtual reality in mind, and that's why I think it's so powerful. And there were sort of like Escher-style paintings of infinite staircases and paradoxes and all of this stuff, space vistas, the cosmos, bridges, kind of interdimensional wormholes, and just these very eerie ones, quite scary ones. And I was getting vertigo at one point, which was ridiculous, because I had this headset on and I was laying in my bed staring at a sort of sky drop, and I basically leant up on my bed and I looked to my right and I realized that I was right on the edge of a cliff. And I looked down and I got vertigo. I really did get vertigo for about a second. And that was quite a profound experience, and I wasn't expecting that. And then another slide came up of being in a sort of prison, in a dark, dingy corridor of a prison. And basically the corridor led into the blackness, led into a void of blackness, because it was dimly lit, this sort of hellish corridor. And I was actually quite freaked out by it. And I looked to my right and realised that the artist had done a door. He'd drawn a door which was only half open, and the light from this room was coming through the gap in the doorway, and you could see blood on the walls, like somebody was being tortured in there. And it really was spooky as it gets. It was like a horror film. And I honestly was scared to turn my head to the left, because I didn't know what I was going to see. It was almost too immersive, just too close to reality, really. It was that whole uncanny valley feel. And another one then came up of being in a sort of, I don't know what it was, really. Just some sort of underground pipe, but you were surrounded by bugs and cockroaches and things. And I honestly got really, really freaked out by it. And I was pretty convinced that the artist had done something spooky to freak you out if you looked behind, just if you kind of took a look behind you. It's like a big spider or something just pouncing on you. And I just didn't I'll admit I was actually too scared to look behind me, even though I knew it was a photograph. It wasn't even a video, it was a photograph. But it was so immersive that I wasn't prepared to actually turn my head. I actually closed my eyes and waited for the next slide to appear. And yeah, I'll admit that. I was a bit of a wimp. But it although I was pretty freaked out by it, I was excited and amazed that this was happening. Because this has never happened really to me before in any film or in any game. And some games nowadays, computer games, are very immersive. But nothing like this. This is just unbelievable. The only way I can describe it really is it's like a dream. It's like a lucid, powerful dream. And I'm guessing it's probably like a psychedelic trip. And I've never had one of those. And, you know, I always wonder if maybe it's something I should try one day. I've just never done it. I guess I'm a bit too much of a control freak to let myself go into those sort of realms. But this VR was almost like that. It was like having that. It was obviously a very controlled experience in the sense that I could stop it whenever I wanted. But at the same time, I really felt like I was being transported somewhere. It almost feels like the heights of creativity. It's almost like a creative space that knows no bounds. And this is just the beginning. I mean, all of this stuff I'm talking about, this is literally just my reaction to the first stages of VR technology. Like the baby steps of VR technology. That's all this is. That's all this really is. And the resolution is still not quite there yet. It's quite pixelated sometimes, and you kind of get, you know, I think in a year or two's time, that's going to be way, way improved, because the PPI of screens will improve. And the higher the resolutions, I mean, really, you need 4K is not even enough for this, really. You need 8K, really, to get a real sense of it being genuinely real. So it's going to be a while before we get there, I think. Or maybe it won't be at the pace of things now. But even so, I mean, even this, as it is now, it's absolutely profound. I mean, it's 4K, and it, well, actually, is it 4K? I think you end up seeing a HD image because it splits it in two for each eye, but it's still pretty impressive. And then I looked at other things. I mean, you can do all sorts of things. You can play games, and you can even browse the internet, which is actually quite a strange experience. It feels like sort of some sort of 3D UI, 3D kind of dashboards or interface. And you can go on YouTube and watch YouTube videos in 3D, or in VR, I mean, which is very impressive. And another very impressive thing is sort of 3D cinemas. You can sort of, I keep saying 3D now, VR. You can sit in a sort of virtual cinema, and this is all driven by the software, and watch a film that's being played on a virtual screen in the cinema. And it sounds gimmicky, but it really isn't. It's really quite amazing. And because I ended up just laying in bed at this point, and I was staring at this cinema screen, watching a film and listening to it, because you have headphones on, and then looking to my left and right and remembering that I'm actually, well, obviously I'm in bed, but you get this real sense that you're in a cinema, because you look to your left and right and you see chairs and aisles and fire exit signs, and even the light from the virtual screen flickering on the walls, which is a really amazing effect. Very clever. And then you can change your cinema to be on the moon, which is absolutely amazing. I found that fantastic. So you get this backdrop of being on the moon, on the lunar surface, as you're watching a film. And it's just all good fun. It's all just creativity. It's really good artwork, really good graphics, rendering. And whoever's done it has had fun doing it. Like, you've got, there's the Apollo LEM right by the side of the seat that you're sitting on to watch the film. And there's an astronaut's hat just leaning on one of the chairs, just resting on it. Things like that. It's just quite funny. And then you look up and you see the Earth in the distance. And the sky, the night sky. It's really impressive, and I just can't stop thinking about it. I mean, it's definitely the beginning of something, and I'm guessing the next stage of this is going to be virtual games, and I've not even really touched virtual games yet, because I'm more interested in, I think really the artwork's what's blown me away more than anything. But the next stage of this will be actual virtual realms, virtual game spaces, and you can already play them and download them, they're available. But what I'm really thinking this may lead us to is a sort of virtual MMO game where you're interacting with other people, but as avatars, very much like games exist now, multiplayer games, but this would be the next level of that, because these multiplayer games would be in a virtual space in VR, and you'd see people as VR virtual avatars, and all this stuff already exists. It's not stuff that's not around, or it is there, but it's just in its infancy and not that many people know about it. So this is certainly something I'm now going to be looking around for, is some sort of VR game I can play and interact with actual with people and hear their voice, because everyone's got microphones in this with this equipment, so they can talk. And this is really just getting trippy, and it's psychedelic, really. It's like McKenna said, this is all our attempts at entering the kind of virtual space, like I think the word he once used was a simulacrum. It's a sort of simulacrum of what we perceive as being real life, almost. And we're kind of, it's like the ultimate creative space where we can express ourselves in very profound ways. So anyway, this is just a reaction episode, as I said at the start. But I mean, I'm blown away by VR. But what I want to finish up with is a word of caution, really, because I've been thinking about this, and I'm approaching this technology almost like it's this holy relic. I'm almost approaching it like it's something you have to sanction, and I've limited myself now. I mean, I've only used it once, but I'm saying to myself, right, I'm not going to go on this every day. I'm going to do it once every other day, for an hour or probably an hour max. Because you really do lose sense of time as well. I was on it for 3 hours, and I thought I'd only been on it for an hour when I tried it the other night. So I'm going to be quite strict about this, because I think this really has the potential to become an obsession, actually. And I don't think, I'm not sure if there have been any cases of this yet. This is really new. This is like really a new medium, and this is like absolutely blisteringly cutting edge now, so this is all early days. But I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing reports of people actually becoming addicted to VR, because it's going to happen, and people are going to start, I mean, they're basically going to start wanting to be in this VR space all the time. I think it depends really on how it plays out over the next few months, what new software gets released and what new gear is available and what price it's available at. But it's becoming more and more affordable and more accessible now, so it's now is the time where it's becoming mainstream. But I worry about what this technology could do to people, because without sounding elitist, I feel like you almost need a certain level of intelligence to use this kind of technology, because I think otherwise you could just be completely absorbed by it to the point where it fries your brain and you don't really know what's real and what isn't real. I can see this really affecting certain people in strange ways, in ways that perhaps we're not quite anticipating or anyone's really seeing as a possibility right now. And children as well. I mean, although it could be awesome fun for kids and it would be a great experience, I'm worried that it could become almost something that they become totally absorbed by, as like they are with their mobile phones now. I mean, like we all are, or you know, most of us. But this is probably that times two, really, or times ten. So that's really my only negative comment about all of this. I think the tech is phenomenal, but I think it needs to be used in an intelligent way, and it needs to be approached with caution, almost like it is a psychedelic experience. You know, if you're doing DMT, you don't do it every day. You do it once every 6 months. And I almost feel like that is almost what VR should be like. It should be something you go to every now and again to have a profound experience and then come out of it. Because this is too good to be accessible at everyone's fingertips. It really is too good. I'm worried that it's too profound a technology to be just available. But, you know, it looks like that's the way it's going. So who knows how things are going to play out over the next few years. It's going to be very, very interesting. So VR, which is just the early days, but very, very interesting time to be alive.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.